early years.
Although they don't continuously come but in your life. Yeah.
They marry, but it's fun to see them again. But with these closer friends, and I have about five, I think, that have lasted over from the teen years and before. Mm. That are very treasured friends. But I never did think to call them chums too much. I always said my friend Ellen.
Okay. Now, when also at that time, you might have had a group of people that you dealt with, you know, that you had friends with. And if you were telling your parents that you were going to go out with your group, what might you call the group of friends?
Oh, in one stage we called it the gang, because that was the high point right then.
Yeah.
And another time they called them the troop when the military came in. Well, they still being the gang, they were the troop that you were going with. And instead of group, it was troop. And it's just according to the days and times.
Okay. Now, if someone had a parent that wasn't the real parent, was just a parent in place of...
Stepmother, stepfather.
Okay. Any other names that might... sort of a surrogate parent, you know. A parent in place of another parent.
Adoptive parent?
Okay. What would you...
Many times you were thinking of an answer. That'd be foster parents, wouldn't it?
Could be.
Well, foster parents could be the family circle.
Wouldn't be a
without
marriage
it.
Relationship, but it would be a directive fellowship.
All right. How about, what would you call a child whose parents had died?
An orphan.
All right. Now, would it be an orphan even if he were living with his foster, if someone else had adopted him?
He'd be an orphan if his parents were dead.
And that was
a lot of times they're divorcee orphans or something like that. But that was not in the olden days. They didn't have that very much.
Okay. When you were a teenager, were there ever any rough word exchange games, you know, where somebody might... it's a contest, sort of like that each speaker might try to think up an extreme... sort of cut down somebody else's, and they start back and forth and back and forth, and might end up in a brawl if you're not careful.
I don't know. I never
did you ever see anything like that?
I never get into that. We lived across the street from my high school for the time I was going to high school, and we never did have any of that.
Okay, but you never even saw that around.
Children were not allowed to hang around where they could get in trouble.
We were more home-minded and home-bound after school, and the parents knew where the children were and what they were doing as an average.
Were there any stores that were usually like small neighborhood stores that just depended on the trade from the schools that you can remember? You know, with the kids from the school grounds.
Lunchtime, yeah.
We had a few little lunch stands that were nearby. I remember one that was set up on I've forgotten the people's names, but they were across the street. And the Gaultiers had lived there, and the people that bought it made the side porch next to the school was still a little lunch stand. They would have, they didn't have so many candy bar types there, but they would have fudge and sandwiches made, or something like that, fruits that you could go over. If you left your lunch, you could go over there. You could get them off a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get but one thing now.
Okay. If a new kid moved into the neighborhood that you grew up in or you lived in when it finally became a neighborhood, and instead of just being out in the country,
mm-hmm.
Especially a younger one, did your group or your troop or...